देवीं सरस्वतीं दासं ततो जय मुदीयते मघा करोति वाचालं मङ्गलं गयते गिरिं यद्दीपतमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं विरतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरम् ैकृतलोकमलाय तक्षो विश्वम्भरो द्विजपरो जगतामपालो वन्दे जगत्प्रियतरो करुणावतारो. Now we're jumping ahead to when Lord Chaitanya was the Nai Pandit. He was best of all the scholars, Vichamuni. Whenever he moved about Navadvipa, he would carry a book with him. He challenged all the Pandits, all the teachers. Nobody could defeat him in any kind of debate. Formerly, Lord Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit, he only had studied Sanskrit grammar. The Lord, he didn't even think the great learned Bhattacharyas as important as the Veda Granth. He'd wander around the city accompanied by his students. One day, he met Mukunda Datta on the street. He grabbed his hands. "My dear Mukunda, how are you? Why do you run away from me when you see me? Today I will see if you run away without answering my questions." In his heart, Mukunda thought, "How will I defeat him today? He only studies Sanskrit grammar. Today I will question him on rhetoric. Never again will he be angry again in my presence." So Lord Chaitanya and Mukunda, they place questions before each other. The Lord ripped Mukunda's explanations to pieces. Mukunda said, "Grammar is for children. Only children argue points of grammar. I will debate rhetoric with you." The Lord replied, "You may ask me whatever is in your mind." Mukunda recited very, very difficult verses and asked questions about various points on rhetoric. But everything he said, Lord Chaitanya ripped it to pieces. After the Lord's refutations, Mukunda could not re-establish his argument. And the Lord was laughing again and again. "For today, go home and carefully study your book. Come tomorrow and I will question you again." Touching the dust of the Lord's lotus feet, Mukunda laughed, filled with wonder. Mukunda again and again, he had this doubt. He thought, "Where is a human being learned like he is? No one knows the books like he does. No one is learned like him. If such a person were also a devotee of Lord Krishna, then I would not leave his company for even a moment." So like this, the Lord of Vaikuntha, he was tasting the nectar of learning. And Krishna was playing with the cowherd boy. Lord Chaitanya was playing with the pandits. Next day, the Lord walked out of them, actually, Gadadhar Prabhu, he walked out of his house without looking. Normally the pandits, before walking out, they always look. Not for tigers, not for thieves, for Nimai pandits. But this day he didn't look. He walked out, and guess who was right in front of him? Gadadhar! How are you today? Nimai Pandit. The Lord grabbed both his hands. You study logic, Nyaya. You must answer my questions before you go. Gadadhar replied, ask. The Lord says, please describe what you see as the symptoms of liberation, moksha. So following that description of scripture, Gadadhar explained. The Lord said, I don't agree with your explanation. Gadadhar said, liberation is the complete destruction of all sufferings. The scriptures describe liberation in that way. So Lord Chaitanya, being the master of Saraswati, he found many different errors in Gadadhar's explanations. No logician was like him. No one could defeat him in debate. No one could say anything to defeat the Lord in the debate. Gadadhar thought, now I should flee, I should just run away. The Lord said, Gadadhar, now you may go, return tomorrow, and I will question you again. Gadadhar offered his obeisance. See, then the system was, if you were defeated, the other people would offer obeisances and respect. So this way, everyone began to know that Nimai was a great pundit. When they saw him, everyone was respectful. So, in the afternoon, the Lord and his students, they would go to the Ganges bank, like this time, afternoon. The Lord's form was so beautiful, it was more beautiful than even Cupid was worshipping this form. And he was surrounded by circles of students. So just that before the sunset, all the students came to the Ganges bank, really beautiful by the side of the Ganges, very cooling. They would listen from a distance the Lord's lectures. The Vaishnavas were also joy and sadness in their heart. Someone said, he's so handsome and so learned, but because he doesn't worship Krishna, his good qualities are not worth anything. The other Vaishnava says, whenever we see him, we flee away. Afraid he's going to ask us some tricky questions. But when he sees you, he doesn't let you escape. He holds on to you like a tax collector. He has some great brahminical power. It's as if he's more than human. I think he must be some kind of exalted person. Even though he asks us tricky questions, I always feel happy when I see him. But I've never seen a human being as learned as he is, but I'm very unhappy that he doesn't worship Krishna. So all of them prayed on Lord Chaitanya's behalf. Oh Lord Krishna, may this person attain love for you. So Nimai Pandit, when he was, nobody knew that he was going to be a devotee, or he attracted all the students, all the academicians and intellectuals. The devotees were unhappy, so attracted that they were very attracted to him. At the same time, they were upset. Why he's not a devotee? Sometimes, the devotees would offer their obeisances. And they prayed, please make this Jagannath Mishra's son intoxicated by tasting the love of your lotus feet. Bless him that he gives up everything else but pure devotion. Bless him that he'll always worship you in pure love. Then allow us to associate with him. So Lord Chaitanya, he is super soul, he knows what's going on in everyone's heart. Whenever he would see Sivas Thakur, he'd bow down and offer him respect as a learned elderly Brahmin. And he would ask, give me blessings. Sivas would say sometimes, why do you spend your time engrossed in material learning? You're wasting your valuable time. Why are you not doing devotional service for Krishna? What will you gain by all this material learning? You should sing the holy names of Krishna at once. The whole purpose of education is to ultimately learn about Krishna. If you don't understand that, what is the use of all your study? And Lord Nimai Pandit would smile and say, thank you for teaching me this, the importance of devotional service to Krishna. In my heart, I know whoever attains your blessings will be supremely fortunate. But I have to study a few days more. This is the desire. Then I will approach a pure Vaishnava. When I find a bona fide guru, then surely I will also take to devotional service. And the Lord would smile. So the devotees, bewildered by the Lord's yoga, by a potency, they couldn't understand his identity. So they felt this natural attraction. They wanted to be with him, but at the same time their mind was saying, he's not a devotee. Why, he's so attractive, but he's a Maya. He's just arguing and logic and debate. So like somehow, he stole everybody's heart. So everybody wanted to see him again and again. Sometimes the Lord would go by the side of the Ganges and the devotees would go there to see him. Sometimes he'd walk through the town. When people saw him in Navadvip, they just spontaneously bowed out to him as a great pandit, even though he's very young. When the women saw him, they thought this is Kamadev himself. His relatives, the women who are his relatives, are very fortunate. They got that birth after many, many lives of pious people. pundits that he's like Brihaspati, so like even elders and respectable people were bowing down to him as a great pundit. Yogis saw him as a person with all yogic perfections. The wicked saw him as a very frightening person. Whoever talked to him, they felt themselves like a prisoner, bound by ropes of love. So the Lord was a braggart, he was bragging, and very arrogant about his learning. Everyone liked to hear him, they all loved him even though he was like that. When the Muslims saw the Lord, they also loved him. Very dearly. The Lord's nature was to be kind to everyone. Sometimes the Lord of Vaikuntha, he lectured at the doorway of Mukunda and Sanjoy's house. He'd present one argument, then an opposing argument, prove one point, refute another. He'd lecture without stopping. Mukunda, Sanjay, they're very fortunate. They'd just be floating in bliss. But they didn't know what was really going on in front of them. Somehow just in their heart they were feeling so much spiritual ecstasy. But in their house the Lord was victorious in scholarship. King of Vaikuntha enjoyed his transcendental pastimes, tasting the nectar of learning. One day he pretended to be sick with Vayu attack. Something like it's a disturbance of the airs in the body. And this way he showed all the symptoms of Prema Bhakti. The Lord was speaking words nobody could understand. He was rolling on the ground in ecstasy. He laughed. He broke everything in the house. He roared. He clapped his arms. He saw someone, he attacked him. And he became stunned and he became unconscious. Everyone who saw him was afraid. So they thought that his Lord's heirs are in disarray, that he's become imbalanced. So they had to figure out how to cure him. They tried to cure him by putting Vishnu oil and Narayana oil on his head. But he was deliberately acting like this, so how could they cure him with medicine? All his limbs were trembling. The Lord was crying out, I am the master of all the worlds. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My name is Vishvambhara. I am he, but none of you know my true identity. Then he'd lunge at somebody, and everyone tried to grab him. They thought, wow, he's really gone crazy. So he was pretending to be sick. And he revealed his real identity that nobody could understand. Some of the demon must have possessed him. I think it's the work of a witch, witchcraft. He talks too much. He's always talking, so the vital airs escape. His vital airs are depleted. Now he needs some new prana therapy. So they're all speculating, and Lord Vishnu's yoga maya covered everybody's intelligence. So they gave him, they put his whole body in a vat of oil. Put oil on his head. Floating in the vat of oil. The Lord happily laughed very loudly. Like his hairs were in disarray. So like this, he was pretending to be ill. And he was enjoying his pastimes. And after some time, he'd become all right again. And everyone became very joyful. Oh, the Lord's okay now. They started giving gifts to everybody. Clothes. When everybody heard the Lord was now okay, they all became very jubilant. All the Vaishnavas, all the devotees, everyone was giving a blessing. They have Dear Gayu. Long life. When the Vaishnava saw him, you should worship Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Don't delay for a moment, you know, this material body is not eternal. But how we can teach you, you're very wise and learned. And the Lord bowed down to his people, devotees, and went to teach his students. His head was still fragrant from all the oils. His lecturing his students.
The Lord went every day to the Ganges, took his bath. Every night the Lord would come and worship his Shaligram Shilas and Vishnu. He'd do his Tulsi Puja, he'd circumambulate Tulsi. He'd take his prasadam. He chant Hari 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 Hari.
Lakshmi would bring him his lunch. The king of Vaikuntha would take his prasadam. Lakshmi's eyes would be filled with love, Krishna would love her. Mother Sachi would be filled with motherly love. Then the Lord would chew some betel nuts after lunch and take a nap. Lakshmi Priya would massage his lotus feet. After a few moments of yoga nidra, the Lord would open his eyes and then go out again with his books. So when he walked through the town, he'd enjoy many pastimes with the different town people. So,
people were so fortunate. They could see the Lord who even the demigods can't see. Lord Nimai,
if he saw, he would go to the cloth merchant, give me a cloth. The weaver would bring him a cloth right away. What is the cost of this cloth? Whatever you like to give. I have no coins now, I'm a poor Brahmin. Take it now, later if you want to give something, you can. Lord, give him a merciful glance. Then he'd go to some milkman's house. Okay, boy, bring some milk and yogurt. Today I'll take charity at your house. Seeing is so beautiful, just like Kamadev. He gave the best products, best sitting place. They joke with him, Uncle, Uncle. I said, come on, Uncle, take some rice with us. Come and have rice in our house. they brought Lord Chaitanya milk, ghee, yogurt, cream. Lord was very pleased. Then he went to an oil merchant's house. Oil merchant bowed down to Lord Chaitanya. Bring me some fragrant oil. The oil merchant once brought him some fragrant oils. What is the price? Whatever you think, my lord. How is it right to quote you a price? If you take the oil with you, you put it on your body, an abundance of oil. If after, even after you bathe, if the fragrance has not gone away, then you can come back and pay me whatever you like. So then, he rubbed oil all over the Lord's limbs. So that merchant, he felt so much transcendental bliss after rubbing oil on the Lord's body. How would we like to rub some sandalwood oil on Lord Chaitanya's Lord's feet? But evil So like the Lord Chaitanya was attracting everybody's mind. He was present in everyone's heart. So who wouldn't be attracted to seeing him? Then the Lord went to a Malakar, he's the garland maker's house. The garland maker offered him a seat, bowed down to him. Dear garland maker, give me a good garland. However, I don't have any money with me. Seeing him, a very exalted person, the garland maker came and gave him a garland and said, you don't have to give me anything. Then he put the garland around the Lord's neck. The Lord smiled on him. Like this, he's going from one place to the next, followed by his hundreds and hundreds of students. Everyone would become enchanted to see him so beautiful. He went to a betel nut merchant house. Betel nut merchant touched his feet, gave him a seat. He offered some betel nuts to the Lord. The Lord said, why are you offering these? I haven't paid for anything. So I followed my heart. Then the Lord accepted and took some betel nuts and was chewing. They took some pan leaves and made pan betel camphor, gave it to the Lord, didn't ask for any money. Like this, the betel nut merchant got the mercy of the Lord. So now that it became like Mathura, how many hundreds of thousands of people lived here was beyond measure. Everything was arranged so that before the Lord came, it was all so beautiful. So when he was wandering around, just like Krishna wandered around Mathura. Like when Krishna wandered around Mathura when he came in for the Kamsa's arena, or after, everyone would offer him different things. Of course there was a few demons in between, but here, just everyone was very respectful. Well, Chaitanya went to a conch shell merchant. Actually, on the road here we have some conch shell merchants. Conch shell merchants, they sell conches for blowing, for bathing the deities, for offering an arti, and also they make jewelry from the conch shells. In Bengal, married ladies, they have to wear a conch shell. That's a tradition here. And others can wear a conch shell, but the red especially, though, by the way. But, so they make all these different jewelries out of conch, considered very auspicious. So he went to one conch merchant. So the conch merchant brought one conch shell and gave it to the Lord. Please take this conch shell home with you. If you like to pay later, you can. If you don't like to, it's all right also. So please, with his offering, then the Lord gave him a merciful glance. So like this, the Lord Nimai would visit every house in Avadhi. Then Nimai went into an astrologer, a sage's house. He was also greeted, he sat down, and he said, please, dear saints, tell me, what was my previous life? I'd like to know what my previous life was. You're an all-knowing sage. So he chanted a Gopal mantra and sat down in meditation with the sage. Then he saw an effulgent person, a vision, someone with Kastuba Muni, Sri Vatsa, four-handed form, Shankar, Chakra, Gada, Paduma. Right? The lotus, the Sudarshan Chakra, the cloud, and conch. So he saw this form appear in a prison. He saw his mother and father offering him prayers. And he saw the father carrying a baby close to his chest. Saw the father carrying the baby to Gokula. He saw two-handed form, beautifully decorated with the four directions. You know what it means to be decorated by the four directions? Little child with butter in his hand. It looks just like my Gopal Devi. Then he saw a beautiful threefold bending form playing on the flute. He saw at all times gopis singing prayers and playing musical instruments. The sage was meditating and seeing all these amazing things. He continued meditating and he saw Lord Chaitanya again and again. Then the sage started to speak. Oh Bala Gopala, who is this Brahmana? Please show me. Then he saw a picture of a king sitting on a throne. His body was green color. He held a bowl. By his side, there was Sita, and in front there was Hanuman. Oh Gopal, show me who this person is, with his brahmani. Then he saw Brahadev holding up the earth, saving it from devastation. Then he saw Narsingadev Nashikadev ki. Namaste Narasimha Raya.
Namaste Narasimha Raya.
Then he saw the Gopal, show me who this Brahmana is. Then the Lord, then he saw a vision of Vamanadev coming before Bali and begging 3 steps of land and becoming Trivikram and bringing the Ganges into the universe. Gopal, show me who this Brahmana is. Then he saw the form of Matsya, the gigantic fish avatar, playing in the waters of devastation. Gopal, show me who this person is. Then he saw Balaram with a club in his hand, very angry. So again and again he was seeing different incarnations of the Lord, but because of Yoga Maya he couldn't understand anything. I think this Brahmana must be some kind of magician. He knows how to cast magical spells. That's why I'm seeing all these visions of the Lord. He's come here just to mock me. He's testing me, tricking me. I can see this Brahmana body has a divine effulgence. Maybe he's another all-knowing sage who has come here to mock me. The Lord said, well, so tell me, who am I? What do you see? Why don't you tell me anything? The all-knowing sage said, well, come back later. I will meditate and chant mantras. This afternoon I will tell you. Very good, very good. Thank you so much. Then, Lord Chaitanya went to the house of Sridhar. Sridhar, the banana salesman. Some reason or other, he'd go to the house of Sridhar. Where does Sridhar live? Who's visited the house, place of Sridhar's house? You have not visited? Chaitanya, you visited? You visited? You have visited? Who wants to visit? We will take you another day parikrama to Sridhar's house. The place, anyway, house is gone. So there for 1 or 2 hours he was joking and playing with Sridhar. When the Lord came, Sridhar would pay his obeisances, offer him a seat. Sridhar was a very peaceful devotee. But the Lord was naturally playful and very arrogant. Sridhar, you're always chanting Hari Hari. But your life is very miserable. You have no money. Why is that? You serve the goddess of Lakshmi's husband. The goddess Lakshmi's husband. Why is it? You don't have any Lakshmi. You don't have any money. Your food is simple, your clothing is sufficient. I have heard why that is. But I want to hear it from you directly. I can directly see it also. Srila said, look, I'm not starving, everything's all right, I'm getting enough to eat. I can see you got your holes in your clock. No, but I'm not naked, I have clothes. But you have a hole in the roof. It's good air conditioning, I mean, but I see in this town there's so many worshippers of Durga, the goddess snake Manasa. They don't have any problem for money. You're speaking correctly when everyone has to pass their time in the same way. King lives in a big palace, bird lives in a tree, but everybody passes their time. So it's the Lord's will. We all get according to our past karma, whatever we are destined. The Lord said, listen, I know you possess a great treasure. One day I will find it. How can you cheat the people then? I will reveal your great treasure. Srila, you're coming to my house as a guest. It's not right you come here and fight with me. Accusing me all these things. I'm not going to leave you so easy, Sridhar. What are you going to feed me? I'm a Brahmana. What are you going to give me in charity? I have to get some charity. So I live by selling banana leaves. What can I give you? You're hiding your treasure underground. Don't kid me. One day I'll find out where it is. Without asking for any payment, you give me banana leaves, roots, bananas. Then I won't fight with you. Sridhar thought, this Brahman is very aggressive. One day he may hit me with his fist. If this Brahman attacks me, what can I do? How every day I can give him things without asking for payment? But somehow by trick or force he takes things away from me. Then his heart melted, just looking at Lord Chaitanya. Anyway, it's my good fortune. I'll give him whatever he wants. My dear Lord, I'll give you whatever you want. You don't have to pay for anything. I'll give you bananas. Banana leaves, banana stems, to your heart content. Please don't fight with me. Good, good, I won't fight. But I want to be sure you give me the good stuff. Good bananas. So every day, Lord Chaitanya would eat his meals out of Sridhar banana cups. He had the best banana cups in Maldives. Yes, have you ever had a banana cup? You can make a cup out of a banana leaf also. Once we had a feast cooked by Bhakti Sarup Damodar Maharaj's Mani Kuris. You there, Maharaj? They make so many little cups out of banana leaves. and they have varieties of Indian roulette. Manipur is a very amazing place because there's seven rings of mountains around it. And in the center there's two very big lakes. And in those lakes there's filled with lotus flowers. So the main diet of the Manipuris is lotus. Rice, but they eat lotus stem, lotus seeds. There's so many lotus in this lake. And they have a special kind of black rice that tastes like some kind of blueberries. In fact, if you make that black rice into sweet rice, it tastes like very sweet rice. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, so they cooked us a feast. He served all the jeevas. Must have been many, many years ago. And they're all amazed because they never had these. You have one Manipuri feast. It's like things you've never had before. It's all unique kind of things. Kokura soaked in sauce, water. Things like that. But, all kinds of big lotus stem subjects. So, yeah, so the banana, so they also serve all those things. They cut the banana leaves in a circle and they serve that in banana cups. So that's where I've experienced banana cups. Now you don't find banana cups. Unless someone is very tedious to make the banana cups. You have to hold them and you have to put a little tweak in the two sides and hold it. So all these types of banana products were there with Sridhar. Sometimes you can also make a banana cup from the side of the tree. When you harvest the banana, you get the fruit, the leaves, the center. To get to the center, you have to cut out the covering of the trunk. So the trunks are circular, right? So you cut it in a half, and then there's a way you can half cut it and fold up the two ends, and that creates also a cup. That's another way of making banana cup, but that's not from the leaf, that's from the trunk. The whole banana tree, nothing is wasted. And the root you plant it again, nor bananas. In fact, even he got sabjis that the Sridhar Maharaj's roof had, this special kind of squash, chal kumra. He used to cook it with milk. Mother Sachi cooked with milk and offered to Lord Chaitanya. So Lord said to Sridhar, I'll go now, it's okay. Just tell me one thing. What do you think of me? Tell me, what do you think? I mean, just honestly tell me. You're confided. What do you think of me? Well, I think you're a Brahmana. You're a part and parcel of Lord Vishnu. But you don't see me, who I am? You don't understand, I was born in a family of cowherd boys. You see me as a young Brahmana, but I consider myself a cowherd boy. Hearing these funny words from the Lord, Sridhar was laughing. But he couldn't understand what Lord Chaitanya is talking about. No, Siddha, I want to tell you one thing. Who do you worship? Oh, I worship the Ganges. You know where the glory of the Ganges comes from? I want to tell you a secret. The glory of the Ganges comes from me. Oh, Ganga, Ganga, Vishnu, Vishnu, you don't have any respect. How can you say that? Don't you know that the glory of the Ganges is coming from Vishnu? Usually people become more steady, more controlled when they get older, but you're getting more wild. You become twice as good shoes. Then the Lord went home. She said, what's wrong with this Brahmin boy? He's too much. So like this, the Lord went to his temple, worshiped Vishnu again. All the students went home. Lord Chaitanya manifested the sound of flute music, but only Mother Sachi could hear it. When she heard the sound of the flute coming from the temple, she fainted in ecstasy. Then she regained her consciousness and she heard the beautiful flute. She said, how is it possible it's coming from our Lord Chaitanya's? And she saw her son was just sitting there in the temple doing his puja. Wasn't playing on the flute, but the sound was coming from the temple. Then she couldn't hear the music any longer. But she saw the mark of the moon and the sky on her son's chest. She looked around, she became bewildered, she went to her room. Why is the sign of the moon on my son's chest? Couldn't understand the cause. She would see so many wonders. Sometimes Mother Sachi would see hundreds of people singing and playing musical instruments. She would hear hand clapping, singing, dancing. She heard something that sounded like a great rasa dance pastime. Sometimes she'd see the house filled with light. Sometimes saw many beautiful women, like goddesses of fortune, beautiful like goddess Lakshmi. Sometimes she'd see demigods. One minute she'd see them and she would, they look, they'd be gone. So all these wonders were being seen by Mother Sachi. Something wonderful, it's just the personification of pure devotion to Lord Vishnu. If Mother Sachi glances on anyone, they can also be qualified to see all these wonders. So Lord Chaitanya was hiding his true glories and enjoying all kinds of amazing pastimes. Sometimes he'd reveal his true identity, but nobody could understand it. The Lord liked to enjoy the pastimes and now being a bit arrogant. Nobody in Navadvip was as arrogant as he was. Whatever pastime he played at, he was the best. He was arrogant, he was the most arrogant. He was the humble, he was the most humble. When he wants to fight, no one can be a greater warrior or fighter than the Lord. If he wants to be amorous pastimes, then he can conquer thousands and millions of beautiful girls. If he wants to be opulent, then he can have millions of treasure-laden crowns or chests of gold and diamonds. But now he was enjoying his pastime of scholarly arrogance. Later he would enjoy his pastime of renunciation. But even though the Lord is always the best at what he does, He is defeated by the love of his devotees. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Gauranga Chaitanya
Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Gauranga Chaitanya
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Gauranga Chaitanya The Lord Nimai Pandit was walking in the street. He was wearing yellow garments, surrounded by his students and all the sights, very arrogantly walking. He just so happened to meet Srivas Pandit again. He offered his obeisances. Srivas blessed him, dear Ayu. Astu. Have a long life. The Lord said, please. No, Shiva said, what am I seeing? What do I... Tell me where the crest jewel of arrogance is going. What do you do with your time when you're not worshipping Lord Krishna? Why are you always lecturing day and night? Why should people hear, study lectures that are not about Krishna? Why don't you teach them about devotional service to Lord Krishna? What's the use of your scholarship if you don't teach them that? Don't waste your time with all this material learning. Simply worship Krishna. My Pandit said, my dear Shiva, please listen. Your mercy is so strong. Even I may be converted by you. The Lord smiled and went away back to his students. The Lord was always wearing Vishnu Tila. He was very strict. When he was at his side of the Ganges, he is teaching his students. If any student came without tila, he would make them stand up. Where is your tila? You are a Brahmana. You have no tila. This means that your forehead is like a slaughterhouse. It's like a crematorium. Symbol of death. You must not have bathed in the morning also. You must not have worshipped your dear Shaligram. Otherwise, if you had done your pujas, you would have tilak. So you cannot be here. We don't want to sit with someone dirty like you, unbathed. No tilak. Go back home and take your bath. Do your puja, then come for studies. So even though in his... Everyone had to perform their minimum worship before going to his Sanskrit school. That was a Nimai Pandit, when they speak of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes devotees, they only put the tilak on the forehead. As they're covered by the cloth, they can't. In those days, everyone would just wear chadar. They have the tilak on the 12 parts. That also gives us protection. In the Padma Purana, there's whole chapters dedicated to the glories of Gopi Chandana. How it is a mark from the spiritual world. So when Sati Nandana was sitting in the side of the Ganges surrounded by thousands of students in all the directions. Looked like a moon surrounded by stars. But this was a full moon. Normal moon gets smaller, bigger waxes and wanes, but this is always full. There's no faults also. That's like comparing him with the moon. It's not very good example. Even if you compare him to Brihaspati, it's not good because Brihaspati takes side of the devas. But Lord Chaitanya is a friend of everyone. Can't really compare him to Cupid because Cupid awakens agitation in the heart. But Lord Chaitanya gives one full peace and full spiritual satisfaction. When Lord Chaitanya awakens in the heart, all material bondage is destroyed. And the heart becomes pure and happy transcendentally. The only comparison that Vrindavan Das Thakur would see was like Krishna in the midst of the cowherd boys on the bank of the Jamuna. So whoever would see Lord Chaitanya as he might pass from all these students, they felt indescribable happiness. People would watch and they just discuss amongst themselves. The glories of this person is not like a human being. Maybe this person is some kind of a Shaktavish, some partial expansion of Vishnu. One day this Brahman will become the king of Gaudadesh. I see as the signs of being the ruler of many kings. So Lord Chaitanya in his lecture, he the Nimai Pandit would declare a point and he would say, it is true. Then he would refute the point and prove it is not true. Then he would refute the refutation and prove, no, it is true. In this way, he would again refute the refutation of the refutation and prove that no, it was not true. And then refute the refutation of the refutation of the refutation, refutation, and prove no, it's true. Then he would declare, I will declare him a pundit who will at once debate with me. Who has the power to come to debate with you? Come on. To manifest some pride there. Well, other Brahmin pundits were also very proud when they heard this. Come on. Who's going to debate with me? Come on, pundits. Show your power. Come on. They were afraid that they know if we go to debate, they're going to smash us. So their pride was crushed. Don't dare go and argue. They can't challenge him. So they're all defeated. So like this, Vimai Pandit established himself as the greatest pundit. Like I used to get some wrestlers. Okay, come on. So this is a pundit's debate. Come on, prove by Shastra, by logic. But somehow he would defeat any logician, any. He knew more Shastra, he had greater knowledge. So all the pundits, they were defeated by his learning. So then when other students saw that, they all wanted to be with the best pundits, so all the best students came to the Lord's school. People came from far and wide to join the classes of Nimai Pandit. Every day, 10 to 20 new students would come and join. Dear Pandit, I wish to study at your place. I want to learn something. Be merciful and accept me. Very well, very well. So day by day the number of his students was increasing. So that was also another transcendental pastime, that so many, who knows who all these students were, what devas, what cowherd boys, what different personalities have come from all over the universe to become the student of Nimai Pandit and to associate with the Supreme Lord of Vaikuntha. And people, by seeing these pastimes, even they couldn't understand what's going on. Their whole bondage to the material world was cut. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, my birth is sinful birth. I was cheated of the chance to see those pastimes. Please be merciful on me, Lord Chaitanya, praise Vrindavan Das Thakur. Please allow me that birth where I may remember and see all those pastimes. Wherever you are enjoying those pastimes with Lord Nityananda and your other associates, allow me to take birth there so I can also be part and see those pastimes. Let me be your servant. The moons of Nithai and Gore are my life and soul. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Nityananda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Nityananda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Nityananda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Some of you like to take birth and be a part of Gauranga's and Nityananda's pastime somewhere. Be a servant. Some of you want to serve the Lord. Gauranga! Any pastime? I mean, any questions? Pardon? Gopi Chandan, yes. Okay, the tilak is called Gopi Chandan. This tilak we use because there's a pond in Dwarka where Krishna left, the gopis came and they threw them, when they realized Krishna was gone, they threw themselves there. And that clay, they come, this is that white, that kind of white yellow clay, that's called Gopi Chandan. Chandan means sandalwood. But this is called Gopi Chandan because the gopis left the world. Called Gopi Chandan. So when you wear the Gopi Chandan, the Vishnu Tilak, and people see it awakens their spiritual memories. It purifies them from sinful reactions. It reminds them of Vishnu from the spiritual world. We all have remembrances of the Lord in the spiritual world. And those are all awakened when we see the Gopi Chandan, worn by the devotees in the form of Vishnu Tilak.
Guruji, Nimai Pandit, he was teaching, and he was not devotee. Apparently, he was 30 years a non-devotee. It's Pandit, proud. But also, he was chastising the students who were not wearing the tilak.
He was acting as a Brahmana. Brahmanas have to worship Vishnu. So that extent, but his preaching was not all about, you know, so many different logic and nyaya and grammar and different things. So he wasn't teaching about pure bhakti at that time. Anyway, he was attracting so many students. Later, when he got initiated, then he started teaching pure bhakti and made all those students into devotees. So this was also his tactic. Like Krishna, he was caring for cows and playing games. But this was the Lord's game. But he insisted everyone should be very brahminical, worship their Vishnu-jeevi, put on their tilak, take their Ganges step. That standard, brahminical standard, he maintained very strictly. But instead of preaching of bhakti, he was at that time logic and debate and learning. So the devotees are not so much, they don't care that much as someone, how much kind of material learning they have and arguing and debating and who can word juggler better and things like that. Because what's really important is to teach people about Krishna. What is the purpose of life? Who are we? All these things. What is our eternal relationship with Krishna? Well, basic things he taught, but he didn't go so much into Krishna bhakti. That's why the pure Vaishnavas were just praying that we would be blessed to be a pure devotee one day. So their desire were also fulfilled.
Yes.
Udaranga Devinasi. Too long a story. Maybe I can tell. She wants to hear what was the story, what happened when Lord Chaitanya called Sridhar and revealed him actually who he was. Revealed that all the things he said, I'm the source of the Ganges, all that was true. Who wants to hear that? Sometime.
There's no time to have one, you have to have Darshan afterwards.
John Lil is not giving me time now. You want to hear it tomorrow?
Yes,
we can. Any other questions? Dr. Sharon?
Question from what we read today.
It's connected because Lord Chaitanya sometimes goes like this, very hard, this disappointment, and sometimes very soft.
What's your question?
Obviously
not. Lord Chaitanya doesn't have any material qualities.
No, I didn't mean Lord Chaitanya. It says that's the picture of a very elevated personality. My question is...
But again, you saw me in relevance to what we read about Lord Chaitanya. He has all the qualities. If he wants to be hard, he can be harder than Mahara. If he wants to be soft, he's softer than the soft. You want to ask me from Srimad Bhagavatam, bring the Bhagavatam. Show me the verse you're referring to.
Yes, we have a
But it's not in reference to this point, it's reference to his later, like when he banned Junior Haridas, or when he banned Mukunda Datta for listening to Mayavadis. What was the convincing? It's because the Lord is supreme independent. So whatever he decides, you don't have to accept anybody else. He's not dependent on anybody. That's the Lord's nature, his supreme independence. If he wants to deliver us, he can deliver us. Nobody can say anything. If he wants to deliver the whole universe, he can do it. No problem. What's the universe for him? It described that just if you had a whole bucket of mustard seeds and you know, filled in the water, and if one seed fell out, what do you have lost? Like that, there's so many millions and millions of universes. If one universe gets delivered, what's it for Lord Krishna? In the pastime with Vasudev Datta, this discussion was being held. He is the supreme independent. Even though you're not qualified, if he wants to, he can deliver you. He doesn't have to follow any logic or reason. Therefore, we just humbly appeal to the Lord for his mercy. How many want the mercy of the Lord? How many only want to get the mercy of the 100% qualified for it? How many want to get the mercy, whether they're qualified or not, this hour that causes mercy of the Lord? Seems so. But we should try for that. One more question.
It seems that Lord Chaitanya is the greatest taster and distributor. If we are hearing these pastimes that you've been describing properly, will we also become true tasters and distributors?
Why not? So we hear the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Will we also get the qualities of Lord Chaitanya? Will we also be able to relish? It's possible by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Up to our capacity, we relish someone just like different birds, they can fly at different heights in the sky. Some birds can fly a mile in the sky, and some maybe fly only 100 meters. According to their capacity, like that, how far we can fly, how much we can appreciate. Each devotee has their capacity, and by hearing, and by chanting, and by serving, that the Lord's blessing, that capacity increases. Since the Lord's qualities are unlimited, there's never a limit to how much more we can appreciate. Even Ananta Deva, the serpent incarnation of the Lord, unlimited heads, he's always finding new and new glories of the Lord to relish. See that the Lord can come down and act like a pandit, and he can do these things. This also establishing in the minds of all the people, okay, that he's... Nobody's thinking he's the incarnation of Godhead. When he starts the Sankirtan movement, it has that much more effect. And this way he's also giving so many devotees, satisfying their desire to associate with him, to serve him. the different mellows, as Ram, he enjoyed Kshatriya, as Krishna, cowherd boy in agriculture, as Lord Chaitanya, Brahminical,